for joining us today here on Elevate, broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. This National Park College podcast highlights a different Nighthawk with each episode. We'll talk about their journey, challenges, key moments of success, their moments of elevation, leveling up, and overcoming. I'm Timothy Webb, your host, and I'd like to welcome to the program Anna and Orlando Rodriguez. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Okay, so Anna, how long have you been here at MPC?
I came back in 2015, and I've been here since.
Together
it will be 15 years.
Wow.
Next May.
Not too long till retirement then, huh?
Yes. Yeah. I hope.
Yeah. Orlando, how long you been here?
Cuatro años. Voy a cumplir cuatro años para en enero.
I'll be 4 years the first.
Enero, cumplo cuatro años.
Oh, okay. Anna, where did life start for you? Where are you originally from?
I'm from El Salvador.
El Salvador. What little town in El Salvador are you from?
I'm from La San Salvador. Colonia Las Palmas.
What was it like growing up there?
To me, it's just a small town, you know, like it, but it's nice because I still remember, you know, little things that I did back when I was younger and, yeah, you know, good memories.
Yeah.
But it's something nothing compared to here. But it's a place to live, but it's a poor country.
Yeah.
It's a really poor country. But now I heard because I haven't been there since I came back. Mm-hmm. I mean, came to the United States. Mm-hmm. I heard that it's better now. And not all the way, because jobs, it's really hard to find a job over there. But, you know, like if you got positions, you know, if you have a degree, it's a lot easier to get a job. Mm. They don't make a lot of money like here, but it's better. Better than when I used to be over there, when I was that, you know, young woman.
Orlando, was you there from there too? Orlando?
No, he's from a different... ¿Pero de dónde es usted? Su pueblo.
Mi pueblo es... Se llama San Ramón Grifal. Es un pueblito muy, muy, pobre, ¿eh? Pero de ahí salí de ese pueblo porque me fui hacia la capital, San Salvador.
¿Cómo
estaba,
se llama el pueblo?
Estaba pequeño, se llama San Ramón Grifal.
That's the
el
name,
pueblo donde yo pueblo. Nací.
The little town where he's from. Okay. See, I've never been
yo
there.
Nací en ese...
Oh, you never been to his town?
No.
Yo
nací en un pueblo.
I met him in where I'm from. He came to that little town.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's how we meet.
In the city.
In the city?
I'm from the city and he's from the pueblo.
Oh, okay.
He's saying for Glengo, eh? For Glengo.
See, like I will be from Hot Spring and he will be from...
Okay, yo me vine de ese pueblo a la edad de 10 años. Me crié con mi tía. Y mi tía me metió a una tutelar de menores para que yo no me hiciera de callejero, de en la calle, que anduviera robando, nada, cosas de eso. Porque estuve 2 años en la tutelar de menores y de ahí salí a trabajar en los talleres.
¿Cuánta edad tenía cuando empecé a trabajar?
12 años, tenía 12 años yo. Cuando empecé a trabajar, ya empecé en talleres a trabajar de 12 years.
Oh, you started working at 12 years old?
12 years,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
Ya empecé a trabajar, a empezar a ganarme la vida yo, ayudarle un poco a mi mamá y ¿me entiendes?
Yeah.
Y viviendo como en mesones. Los mesones son como cuartos.
It's kind of like a little, they were living like in a little room, but you know, not just him, all the family.
Like
kind of like apartment, but not like that.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Just like a little like room.
A very small.
Very small place. Small.
First, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So y'all are growing up in El Salvador.
Yes.
At what age y'all decide that it's time to move?
I didn't decide really. We start dating because I had my daughter at the age 15. My daughter.
Wow.
So my older sister, she was already here in California. So she said that she was going to send the money for me to come to the United States. So it never happened. So me and him, we were talking and I was, you know, telling him that, you know, I was coming to the United States. At that time, his sister was already here. So he talked to the sister. I guess she got the money right at that moment. So she sent the money to El Salvador, so he came before I did.
Okay. So how much earlier did he come than
when? Than me, 2 years.
Two years.
Yes, because I was pregnant of my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister, she never sent the money, so it never happened. Mm-hmm. So he started working here. Yeah. He came in 1988. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So he started working, and then he saved the money to send it in order for me to come to the United States. So I left my daughter over there with my mother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And I came to the United States in 1990.
Okay, so it's 1990, and y'all are in California. What was your life like out there?
You know, like we start from $4.25 an hour
mm-hmm.
over there, start
not
working.
Have a paper.
We
mm-hmm.
didn't have no papers.
No paper.
Back then.
Mm-hmm.
We were illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When
mm-hmm.
we came, you know, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know if you know that, you know, like some people come with papers, some of them they come illegal. Like we both came illegal.
Right, right.
Mm, so we have to work and try to make us legal here. Mm-hmm. But to be legal, you have to have money.
Right.
Lots of money.
Sweet.
So start working, and you know, like it was hard because mm-hmm. we have to start living with his sister. Mm-hmm. It was 17 people of us living
17.
In one house.
Wow.
In California.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it was tough, you know, like, but we did it. We were living with her like for 3 years.
Yeah.
And then we save a little money, and then we start renting
yeah.
our own, you know, little place.
Mm-hmm.
We were working in Martin Luther King Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
That's in Campton.
What were y'all doing there?
He was working at the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
He was a prep at the kitchen, and I was working on the line. And I was the supervisor on the salad bar. And
mm-hmm.
in a year, I learned how to do everything. So they put me in charge to all the group and the salads.
Yeah.
So, and he was in charge at the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we did in there. But after that, I worked at the courthouse down on L.A. at this a little snack bar. When I was in L.A., I worked for people. Over there, there's a program. People that are completely blind, they give them, like, business to run.
Oh.
So I worked for this guy. He had a snack bar in the courthouse. So we were serving, you know, coffee and all different stuff for the judges.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked there for 5 years.
Wow.
5 years.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that was my last job in California. And then 1997, we moved to Arkansas. I haven't had very many jobs here. And, our kids were little when we moved from California. See, Hector and David, they were born in California.
Mm.
And Hector, he was almost two when we moved from California.
Wow.
And Head Start from here. So all three, really, they grew up here in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the travel like from El Salvador to the United States?
It's hard because, you know, you're illegal since you leave your country. Because we have to cross Guatemala, we have to cross Mexico, and we have to cross United States. See, we crossed three borders.
Yeah.
So we were illegal all the way from Guatemala all the way to Tijuana.
Wow.
So it was hard. The trouble was hard. One, you have to pay a lot of money. Second, you don't have the papers because you're not from Guatemala, not from Mexico. So three, you have to cross illegal. So, you know, the immigrants are in the border looking for you. And you have to run. You know, like they drive you like on a train since you leave from your house to all the way to Tijuana. You travel however you walk. Car and train. Those are the ways to get here. Some people, it's different. I don't know now. This has been back 32 years ago. That's how it was. But it was still hard. And you don't get to eat much.
Yeah.
You eat very little, maybe one meal a day.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much water. They don't provide water for you.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, so it was tough, you know. You cry a lot because, you know, you remember home and then, like, you want to go back.
So did you have to do anything creative to make this journey?
In Mexico, since I was illegal, you know, like, I speak Spanish. He speaks Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
But Spanish is different. Like, Mexico,
Guatemala
is different. Some of the words are not the same. So I was talking in Spanish, and the guy who was helping us move into the United States, he's like, No, you haven't learned the Spanish really well. You know, like, you need to stop talking like that. And I was like, what can I do? So they put me something that is really, like, permanent. They will stay. They have to cut it.
Oh, yeah, the cast.
Cast.
Yeah,
yeah, yes, so they put that around. That way I cannot talk.
What?
Yeah, I was with that, like, for 3 days.
Wow.
Because I was going to be coming on a train, and the immigrants from Mexico, they were going to get on the train, and they were going to ask me for papers, and I didn't have papers from it. So that way, this guy, he can say she's my wife, and I'm taking her to the hospital.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So right when we got to city in Mexico, he looked for a little knife and cut it. And I was free. But I was with that for 3 days.
What an adventure. Oh, my gosh. How scary.
It is. It's scary. That's my trip from Guatemala all the way to Mexico City. Mm-hmm. And then from Mexico City all the way to Tijuana. It was on the bus and then taxis. Took me 2 months.
2 months?
To get here.
How many miles, do you know?
It's a 7 day for driver.
7 days. See,
if you go driving, that's 7 days.
7 days.
So
back and forth is 14 days. So it's a long time. But I was, you know, like they were taking their time to put me here because you know, like I was my language, the way that I was talking. So that was one of the things they want me to. They want to make sure, you know, that I wasn't talking much. Since sometimes they make me stay on the room to wait, you know, see if I can learn. But I didn't. It was hard for me.
Yeah.
But they keep, like, you know, like, if they're, like, 7 or 8 people, put you in a truck, they put you, like, a little stack.
In the little truck?
The other one. So he was almost...
The tire is...
He was losing his
breath. It's taking time. It's nervous for them. Immigration is coming.
Oh, man.
Because you get scared because they scared. Look for you, really. I mean, all the time. They're on top of you, you know. Like, they look for you, really. Because whenever there's a group of people, it's not like 5 or 2. There's more than 50, you know. And, you know, not everybody goes to the same place.
Right.
You know, some of them go to New York, Washington, California. So he was in the group from Arizona to California.
Okay. When you guys arrived, were y'all able to get legal status immediately or did you have to wait?
When he came, yes. Oh. It was easier. They'll give you Social Security ID. Yeah, you can be legal right away.
I see. Back then you could?
Back then, when he came.
Can he came?
When I came 2 years later, it was different.
It was different. Oh.
So, and now it's a lot harder for people that I know. You know, we got papers.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
We don't wait too long before we got legal here in the United States.
Right.
So, but some people been here for years and years and can be legal. Everybody, they got difference. Their histories are different. Travel from their countries are different. Now I heard that it's a lot more hotter. It was hard for us too, but now, 32 years ago, it's worse now.
It's worse now.
Yes, it's they can kill you.
My goodness.
For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking subscribe.
So how long were y'all together before y'all decided to make this journey to America?
6 months living together. Go for the United States.
Wow.
We were only together 6 months.
Wow, it's the most. Wow. It's for lady and me, okay?
Yes.
For Anna and me. Wow.
Well, y'all are some dice rollers. That is quite a... So y'all were together 6 months, and then it was like, okay, it's time to go to the United States.
For him.
So he went, and then
I stayed by myself.
And you stayed by yourself, and then he worked for 2 years waiting on you to make the journey.
Good experience. I love it for...
Good. For us now, we can say that it's a good experience, but you know, like, when you start talking, you see how sad it was, you know, like, if you put everything together, you know, like you see, like it was really sad. I was really young. I was 18 when I came, but I got my daughter when I was 15.
Anna, what was childhood like for you?
I was happy in one way, not for too long, but I grew up with stepdad and he gave me a lot of rough time. So after 12 up, my life changed. But I was happy when I was with my dad. I grew up with, no matter how poor we were, but my dad always said, "You're my little girl." That's the good thing that I remember at my dad.
Yeah.
So that's something that it's right here, you know, like it doesn't go away, never. But I was a happy kid, you know, like we grew up in a really poor community, but that's what it made me who I am now. Right. I think. I don't know if I'm wrong, but, you know, I always been happy no matter what. You know, I can see things on the darkness, but I look the other way and I see like, hey, it can be worse.
Right.
So, but I was a happy kid.
Yeah. How did you guys, when y'all moved to Arkansas, how did y'all get to National Park College?
How a friend of mine, she used to work here. Mm-hmm. She worked for 15 years, but her husband passed away.
Mm.
So she was working at Berry Plastic. Matter of fact, she's still there.
Mm.
She was doing that and this one.
Wow.
But when he passed, she only does that job. So she left the college. So one day she came. I was working in there back when there was a Delta Plastic.
Mm-hmm.
I was working. She's like, "Anna, they're looking for somebody. Are you interested to work?" I'm like,
mm-hmm.
"Well, let's check." Mm-hmm. And I came to talk to Gray Parker. And he's like, "Are you interested to work?" And I'm like, "Yes. When can you start?" "Next Monday, yes." I was like, "Yes." And that's how I start working.
That quick.
So that's how start working. And I was not working as the cleaning. I was cleaning bathrooms only. Me and her, we were doing all the bathrooms on the whole campus.
Mm. And so that was 2005, right? And then so you got on full-time 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And then what year did Orlando show up?
Orlando show up 2019.
Almost done. Only 21 more years
He didn't want to come to work, but I was, you know, though he was in the car wreck. His co-worker passed away back 6 years ago. So I was like, you need to move on to do something else.
Yeah.
And then Brian, he was our supervisor. He's
a
teacher. And he asked me if we knew anybody. And he's like, "What about your husband?
Mm-hmm.
He would be interested to work." So he came. Orlando Star
part-time the night, mm-hmm. and two job.
He was doing kind of like me.
Yeah
working day and night.
Oh my god,
so
long days.
So
but for 6 months, huh?
6 months he did that, like for 6 months.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like he's like, there was a position open. He was not sure, but after all that happened to him, accident, and then was a year later after that car accident, he
broke
here, so he had a surgery at the same job. He's like, "You need to, you know, do something else."
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, "Yeah," so he came.
So all the way from El Salvador to California. To a little stint in Washington.
Working in the glove factory.
In glove factory in Glenwood.
14 years,
yeah. I didn't make it quite that long there, I'll say that.
6 years.
How long you worked there?
I think I worked there a week.
Hey, él trabajó por un. You want to hear how many days I worked there?
How many?
Two.
Well, I barely beat you, but Orlando crushed both of us.
What are some of your hobbies?
El soccer. El basketball. No play, but I watch it.
Watch it, yeah.
Watch it, the concert.
The music.
Music, the rock.
Yeah, rock music.
Classic.
Yeah, classic rock.
Classic rock. That's his music.
Yeah.
My hobbies are, I love cooking, you know, like, I love being in the kitchen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's one of my hobbies, you know, like, matter of fact, Saturday, I cooked for a friend of mine. That was her birthday, and it was a surprise. I cook for her. I teach Bible studies Sundays with little ones at the age 9 till age 12.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I've been doing that for 12 years
now. Yeah.
I like that. I like to read when, you know, I have the problem with my vision, but I make myself read. So I would love to read more,
mm-hmm.
but that's one of the hobbies that I would love to do it more, but I just can't do it much. But I do it a little at a time.
Yeah.
And another hobby is help whoever needs help, you know, like, as I know, and something that I love to do. And I do that a lot at church the most, because I know people from church. But, you know, if I know anybody that I don't know, if somebody say, "Hey, somebody needs help," I will go help. You know, if I heard somebody needs clothes, they don't, people, you know, like they just recently came. So I try to go and look if what I can help with. That's one of my biggest help.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. Mm-hmm. So Anna and Orlando, what are y'all's future plans?
We're talking about I don't work no more.
Yeah, and you retire.
Travel. We're planning on going back to our country.
Uh-huh.
You not for good, just to go visit.
Mm-hmm.
That's one plan, because we have two of our kids that they don't live here no more. So
mm-hmm.
go visit, spend time with grandkids.
Yeah.
I love flowers, so work in my garden is having work because I don't have much time.
Yeah.
And spend more time at the church.
Well, that's great. Y'all are really active in the community, and that's wonderful. And so just to recap, you guys started off in El Salvador.
Yes.
Made it to California. Had a little stint in Washington, made it to Arkansas with your two boys, made a career here at National Park.
Two boys and a daughter.
Mm-hmm. And found a career here at National Park College, and your children have all gotten college degrees.
Yes.
And have careers of their own going. What a story. What a story of overcoming. And you've made it all the way here, and now your children are thriving.
Yes. It's amazing to us. We're so proud of them.
Well, Anna and Orlando Rodriguez, thank you so much for sitting down with me today on Elevate. It's been wonderful talking to y'all. Y'all have an amazing story. Y'all really overcame and leveled up. And so thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. Thank you, you guys, for inviting us.
And thanks to all of you for listening to Elevate today from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. New episodes are released each Thursday. Special thanks to National Park College and the Sentinel Record for making this podcast possible. Until next time, this is Timothy Webb reminding you that every day is a chance to elevate.